Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go, and today I am talking with you about the contrasting elements of having set a target for yourself and then how to navigate there. And a lot of times, you know, you talk about shooting a bow and arrow and you're aiming the arrow right at the target, and that's wonderful. But sometimes things come along that you didn't expect as you step into the next step. Okay, so I always say take the next step. Even if you don't know how to get all the way over to your goal, you simply always take the next step. So when you get to that next step, then you'll find that other things begin to open. And if you allow yourself the flexibility, and then you combine that with your sense of knowing, then follow that, you are going to be on a great course towards your goal. So what I'm saying is, it's easy to focus on a goal so hard that sometimes you miss some of the key things that you need to catch that will keep you on a really good trajectory so you don't go way off base. Like, for example, the other day, as I'm expanding my coaching program and I'm engaging with some professionals in my land, a land project that I'm working on, where I'm creating a large 860-acre conservancy and doing land use management. I was referred to a gentleman who's a conservation easement specialist, and we had an idea for creating a conservation easement. And the political climate has changed, and with that, the laws and rules and possibilities have changed. And so the opportunities for conservation easements has closed. And so instead of dropping the project or trying to force it through and see if we can get it through the head of a needle, the eye of a needle, we discovered another way to navigate that maybe will work even better. And on that, as I was doing that, I was talking to this conservation easement specialist, and he was starting to teach me things, and he's a wealth of knowledge, and he has not been in the role of teacher, and education is part of my background. So now we are creating an educational program around creating easements, and we are using my project as a case study to create information that'll support other people who want to do this kind of a project in this time. So it won't be an easement, but it'll be organized in a new way. But if I hadn't been navigating and if I haven't been open in the way that I navigate, I wouldn't have caught a whiff of the multiple possibilities that are availing themselves as I step forward into this project. My overarching goal is this incredible melding of luxury and environmentalism and stewardship and land use management and earthiness and organic farming and collaboration. It's and art and creativity and experiences. It's like a giant experiment that is about transformation on the outside, and it supports transformation on the inside at the same time. So this is just one example of the many things right now that I have as goals or visions where I'm getting, as I step in and follow the next step and the next step, I'm pursuing the goal, but at the same time with an open mind for how. I'm not hard set on how it's going to happen. And that makes the process extremely fun. So open yourself to the fun by opening yourself to possibility amidst a strong vision. And that's the coaching for today. It's powerful. So you may want to play this a few times. Sending you big love.